Folks, this housing market downturn is getting even worse in 2026. Home prices are dropping and dropping hard in certain parts of the US, especially where I'm standing right now. I'm in front of a 4-bed, 2-bath house here for $205,000. That's $127 a foot. It's a move-in ready house. We have not seen price points like this since before the pandemic. There's a lot of people out there who are trying to tell you there is no housing downturn. Those people are wrong and clearly are not paying attention to what's going on. In certain pockets of the US, values are dropping and dropping hard. But folks, in this neighborhood I'm in here, I see 4 lease signs everywhere. A lot of these houses are for rent. I showed you one in the beginning was for sale. That's actually the only one for sale in the neighborhood. Comparatively, there's 55 houses for rent in this neighborhood. I'm estimating it looks to be about like a quarter of all the houses are currently listed for rent. And I'm seeing a lot of this on the ground on my road trip. A lot of communities here in Texas have a lot of rentals and they're just sitting vacant. And sometimes what these investors try to do is they will keep these properties vacant and not cut the rent. In this case here, it seems like they're keeping a lot of properties vacant. They're charging around $1,800, $1,900 a month. I mean, what is the actual market rent if you had full occupancy? Here is another one for lease. Another one. You see the sign is almost all scratched off. And the main thing that's influencing this, everyone, is inventory. How many homes for sale are there in your neighborhood? Because that's going to tell you where prices are heading in 2026. And on a US level, we have close to 900,000 homes on the market as of December 2025. You can see here that that's the highest level since December 2019, meaning that there is no more housing shortage, everyone. A lot of people in real estate like to say that we're short 3 to 4 million homes on the US housing market. That was always a lie. That was never true. Rather, what was true is that temporarily during the pandemic, we had a brief shortage. Now inventory is back to normal. And in some zip codes like where I'm standing right now in Houston, Texas, inventory is at a record. It's through the roof. Investors are selling, builders are cutting prices, and the demand is way down. And this is ultimately good news if you're a home buyer. You know, I want you guys to understand this as you look in 2026, is that when you watch my videos and I say housing correction, prices dropping, that's actually a signal that you should start looking to buy in the market. Because for the first time in a long time, we have real affordability coming to the market. You know, I've been staying here in Houston the last 2 days and I'm actually shocked at how affordable some of the prices are in certain neighborhoods here. Folks, you could definitely tell this is an area where a lot of immigrants would buy houses or rent homes. A lot of the signs here are in Spanish, so they kind of have the price points here, and then the description also in Spanish as well as English. And I think, you know, these areas are getting hit harder right now because of the drop in immigration. It's no secret the Trump administration is focused on lowering immigration in 2025 and into 2026 now. And some people are estimating that 2025 is going to be the lowest year for immigration on record, or at least going back 50 years. And so when you do the math on what that means for real estate, it's gonna mean lower rental demand, mainly lower rental demand. Lower immigration mainly affects rentals, not as much for sale product. According to John Burns Consulting, 100% of renter demand from 2022 to 2024 was from immigration. So now that immigration's maybe going to zero or negative, it's leaving a big hole in the market and the vacancies are increasing. And folks, one reason prices are dropping in Texas, for instance, is because rents are also dropping. The rental market is also in a correction here. There's an abundance of houses and apartments for rent, and these landlords are often competing against each other to cut the rent. So if, you know, your rent is dropping as a first-time buyer, your incentive to then buy a house is lower. You know, you guys can let me know in the comment section below if you're looking to buy this year. Are you making that calculation of how much your rent is versus how much your cost to buy is? And the issue in today's market is that more broadly, the cost to buy is way higher than the cost to rent. Right now, the cost to buy a house in America, inclusive of property taxes and insurance, is around $26 to $26.50 a month. Comparatively, the cost to rent an apartment or a house is around $1,950 a month. So that surplus in terms of cost to buy is why the demand right now is so low. It's why Redfin is saying we have the lowest number of buyers on record. It's why the National Association of Realtors is reporting historically low existing sales, is because because the cost to buy is way more than the cost to rent. Additionally, the cost to buy is way higher than the payments of existing homeowners as well. Existing homeowners have payments of around $2,000 a month. So why would you sell your current house and buy a new one? And so we're showing in this zip code on Reventure app that home values are down about 4.5% in the last year, according to data from Zillow. And if we click in, we could see prices have now dropped 3 years in a row. They're down about 10% total. And if you look at a lot of the areas here in North Houston, prices are going down, especially near the airport. You know, this is an area, North Houston, that's actually very similar to south of Atlanta in terms of being more blue collar, more middle to lower income, with cheaper home prices. Investors target neighborhoods like this. Like, the big Wall Street investors buy into neighborhoods like this, and they cause a lot of volatility in the market. And now that we're in the downturn, we're seeing that inventory spike through the roof. The home sales data in this zip code, lowest demand going back at least like 12, 13 years, while the inventory is way up. We have a minus 5% forecast over the next 12 months here north of Houston in this zip code. But it's important to understand that this downturn and correction isn't happening everywhere. And I want to be really clear about that, everyone, because I think it's so important that if you're a buyer, seller, or investor, you understand your local dynamics for your market. And that's that while I'm showing you price declines here, values could still be going up in other neighborhoods, particularly in Houston. It's a very bifurcated market. If we go down towards downtown Houston and look to the west, southwest near Rice University in Montrose and neighborhoods like that, prices are still going up. Those are higher income, more affluent areas with expensive houses. Values in those neighborhoods are still rising, while values here in North Houston are going down. Additionally, if you look at an area like the Woodlands, which is further north of here, that area is kind of holding flat, not really going down, not going up. The Woodlands is a nicer, more newly developed suburb near Exxon. Exxon has their big corporate headquarters up there. Prices holding firm. So really totally depends what's going on in your market. If we zoom out, look at the map of the US, we can see prices are still going up in much of the Northeast and Midwest. Prices are still going up. In fact, there's still bidding wars. I had someone in the comment section recently mention that their friend was trying to buy a house in Kansas City, Missouri, and that they couldn't compete. They would submit an offer and then they lose out. Someone would overbid. That's going on in Kansas City right now. But down here in Houston, definite buyer's market. Now, one has to wonder, folks, what's going to be the impact of all the policies and policy suggestions that the Trump administration is rolling out right now on the housing market? I mean, the Trump administration's come in hot in 2026 with suggestions for housing policy and actions on housing policy. The first big one was Trump suggested that we're going to ban Wall Street investors from buying houses. That's the first one, which we still haven't heard follow-up details on. But Bill Pulte, the head of Fannie Mae, mentioned in an interview that he thinks that that ban should extend also to new build communities. It shouldn't just be existing homes. It should also be new builds. So Trump administration seems to want to do that. Is it going to be banning people from owning over 1,000 homes, over 100 homes? You know, clearly in this neighborhood I'm walking in right now, you could see that there's definitely a big investor presence. What would happen if investors were banned from buying and maybe even forced to sell some of these homes in neighborhoods like this? Then the other announcement from the Trump administration was that they were going to buy $200 billion in mortgage bonds. Fannie Mae was going to buy $200 million in mortgage bonds, use their excess cash to do that. That's something that has had a bit of a downward impact on mortgage rates. Mortgage rates dropped from around 6.2 to 6.05%. So mortgage rates have dipped a bit. They have improved. They're still over 6%, though. As many of you guys know, and as you commented on my previous video, mortgage rates aren't really what's impacting this market right now. You know, we can make some incremental improvements. We can lower mortgage rates a little bit. That's great. But we're going to have to see prices drop by more in order to bring these buyers back in. And that's really the big million-dollar question now heading into the winter housing market, you know, with the housing market about to heat up. Are we going to see these sellers really start to give in and cut prices? You know, we're seeing the builders cut prices. We're seeing condo owners cut prices. We're seeing landlords cut rent in many cases. But we're still kind of seeing many sellers hold out and overlist their homes and, you know, in my opinion, charge too much for their homes. Data on Reventure app is showing that the U.S. housing market's still about 13% overvalued and that some states are 30% overvalued. So as long as these prices are overvalued, meaning that the prices have gone up more than the levels of income and the levels of rent, you're going to struggle to see buyers come back because the buyers know it's not a good deal and they can't afford it. Additionally, the job market is pretty weak right now. You know, while the unemployment rate might be low at 4.4%, the hiring market is at its worst level since 2008. Like, companies are not hiring right now. AI is definitely starting to lower hiring rates. It might even be starting to take some people's jobs. And that's just causing insecurity, right? Like if someone was going to take out a mortgage to buy a house, you know, say someone was going to buy a $500,000 house, you know, maybe they can scratch together the funds to do it. Maybe they can just qualify for the mortgage. But I saw my friend have a hard time finding a job. Maybe I'm going to postpone that purchase a year or two. I think a lot of home buyers are also in that mindset with the insecurity in the labor market. So what that means is that the prices are really gonna have to become a good deal. If the prices become a good enough deal, it will get people off the sidelines. But little marginal price cuts, little marginal improvements in mortgage rates, it's not gonna really move the needle. You're gonna have to see houses go to $200,000 in some neighborhoods, maybe below $200,000. We're starting to see that, but we're gonna have to see more of it. And one idea that I really wanna throw out there that I think could help the housing market a lot is one I talked about actually in a previous video, but I wanna talk about it again and actually get your guys' feedback on this. Do you think this is a good idea? Would this help the housing market in 2026? A capital gains tax holiday, where for 2 to 3 years, people would not have to pay capital gains tax if they've owned over a certain amount of years. Maybe someone's owned over 5 years, over 10 years, no capital gains tax for 2 years if you sell your house. I think that would be a boon and boom to the housing market. All of a sudden, the government gets their hands out of taking money away from people and disincentivizing them from selling. It's likely gonna lead to more listings, and likely it's gonna lead to lower prices, I think, if that happens. Now, the key is, if we do a capital gains tax holiday, we need to make sure that it includes investors. And that's one thing that a lot of people get confused about. They say, no, investors shouldn't be included. Actually, they should be included, because the number one thing we want to happen in the housing market is for houses to get transferred from investors to regular first-time buyers. And in order to do that, we should incentivize some of the investors who maybe bought 10 to 15 years ago at cheap prices to pull the trigger and sell. Some of them are already starting to do that, but if we give them a capital gains tax holiday, that should increase the likelihood of that happening. This is because if an investor is booked like $100,000 in appreciation on a house, and they know that they're gonna have to pay 20% capital gains tax on that 20 grand, if you get rid of that 20%, that enables that investor to cut the price $20,000 and still get the same amount of money back. So in some ways, I also wonder, is capital gains tax somewhat inflationary for the housing market on top of the closing costs for the investor or the regular buyer to have to clear in order to sell? And you know, the good news on the capital gains tax in general is that regular owners have an exclusion. So if you're a regular owner, your first $250,000 of appreciation is tax-free. If you're a married couple, $500,000 is tax-free. Those exclusions were set in 1997. Now they have not been updated for inflation. So what we should also probably do is update those exclusions for primary owners to $500,000 and a million. That would also unlock more listings and sales from primary owners. But I think overall, look into the capital gains tax holiday and reforming capital gains tax. I know that requires probably congressional approval, but I feel like it should be bipartisan. Get more listings on the market, temporary relief to owners and investors for 2 years on capital gains tax if they've owned over a certain amount of time. And then also, can we reform capital gains tax somehow too? Because it's insane that our government, through a tax policy, is restricting inventory from the housing market. Doesn't make any sense. We gotta fix that. We gotta improve that both in the short term and the long term. And that's gonna help us get more homes on the market for sale, push prices down, bring transactions back. Now, to track the data in your market and to see where your market's heading in 2026, go to www.reventure.app and upgrade to see our price forecast. That's gonna let you know the markets where you can find cheaper prices this year, as well as the markets where prices are still gonna go up.